The following show is dedicated to Mia Park and Barbara Yang. The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning and welcome to Talk Saratoga. I'm glad you're with me this morning on March the 7th. And as I said before, I did the weather forecast up until next Thursday, and that's going to be the middle of the month already. And I just haven't got a clue what's happening, but it's going by. Don't forget to turn your clocks ahead tonight. We lose an hour. I wish they'd leave it the same. Take this stupid changing back. We don't need it anymore. And probably 90% of the world doesn't do that, so it's crazy. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Rick.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
It's great to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
I always look forward to seeing you. I mean, you're a good friend, a great person.
Yes.
I just want to make a little announcement before Wendy and I get started. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but I lost one of my best friends, Lynn Goodness. Lynn and I did a radio show for about 7 or 8 years on a Malta radio station, Moon Radio. They played big band music, and they were the sister station to the Star back then, which played 70s, 80s, and 90s music. And Lynn was a great guy. I was a ball buster. I used to delight in doing crazy things, and he would laugh, and we had a great time on the radio show. And but sadly he passed away, and so we're a little worse off for it, but just wanted to mention that on the air, because he was a great guy. And I just want to pass along a hello to John Winnick, who may be listening. He's driving up and down from Glens Falls, and invited him out to breakfast, but he said no, no way, he couldn't do it. He's really busy, and he is a great guy, busy guy. He's in Kiwanis with me, and he runs the food service here at Skidmore College. He runs the spa restaurant, and one of the other ones, I just can't remember the name of it now. But anyway, hello, John, if you're listening, and we'll catch you another time for breakfast. And so, Wendy, we've got a bunch of things to talk about. The city is so screwy. I hate to say that, but, you know, I was so involved in the city. I was on, very fortunate, I was put on some committees. And I've been out of it, so I just don't care anymore. You know, we went through charter change commissions and trying to improve the city, and I just find it difficult to understand how some Saratogians just don't want the city to get into the modern world. As you know, we'll get to the charter, but and I want to just mention this after about the widening of the parking lot by Woodlawn Ave next to the parking garage. And believe it or not, there's people that are against that. They don't want that. They don't want that widened, and that is ripe for accidents. And there's been a lot of accidents there. And I just can't, it just frustrates me how native Saratogians, not all of them, don't get me wrong, but there are some people that complain about everything. I mean, if you gave each person $1,000 in Saratoga, they'd complain it wasn't enough. But they don't want it all, they don't want that to happen. And I'm saying to myself, what is going on?
Yeah, I think because there's been so many changes in the city that a lot of people just want all changes to stop, but something like widening the entrance to Woodlawn Avenue parking garage would be a very good idea, because it's always difficult getting in and out of there. as well as changing the charter, which is way long overdue.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and now there people are concerned that we're going to lose a supervisor if we change the charter. There's a lot of excuses why we shouldn't change the charter. You know, also, you know, saying that our city is so wonderful that...
Well, you know, I had the mayor on a couple of weeks ago, who I like, John. I really do. He's a great guy. And we got talking a little bit about this, and I said, he said, you know, you're going to like the changes that, and I said, no, I'm not, John. I said, the only way that you can bring this city into the modern world is to change this form of government.
Yes.
I said, you're still going to have five separate departments, five separate decision makers. I said, you're in trouble now with the finance department. I said, there, you know, every 2 years you have to change deputy commissioners. The people that work in the departments have to get now used to another boss and how they do things. I said, you got to stop it. And I said, and nobody wants to take the initiative to really lay down and say, and you've got smart people in this city, Jane Wy, who's a very smart lady, who's adamantly opposed to changing the charter. And
right.
I don't understand it.
Well, and there's no separations of power. I mean, the executive branch is the same as the legislative branch, which is not good.
Oh, no, it
isn't. It's not democratic at all.
No.
And also people are, you know, the five commissioners, well, four commissioners and the mayor are in their silos, and they sit there fighting, you know, Tim Cole will sit there and fight for money for the police department, whereas DPW will fight for their money for, you know, the DPW commissioner will fight for, you know, a new... you know, truck,
right,
or fix the dam, or, you know, so there needs to be somebody who can help balance it, because right now there is no balance.
No, and I, you know what, I always said, and there may be, I don't know, but there should be a plan, especially in DPW, because of the equipment that they have, to change out equipment every so many years. Same way with the police department,
right.
And
most
they may, but...
towns do that.
Yeah.
You know, so, and it also prohibits people from running. Nobody wants to run. I mean, if you run, you feel like, well, I have to be an engineer if I'm going to be in DPW, or I have to be in law enforcement if I go to public safety, or I have to be a CPA for
accounts or finance.
Finance.
Well, you
right.
want to know something that probably 7 out of 10 people elected to those positions are not professional in those departments.
That's true.
I mean, Tim, we're lucky with Tim because he was in law enforcement. Public safety, I don't know if, or public works, I don't know if they're, you know.
Well, BK's an engineer.
Well, he's an engineer, but that doesn't mean, I don't know.
Right.
See, I came from a city... unfortunately, it's getting defunct now, Gloversville and the Johnstown area, that had, you know, a mayor and a council, and you had people in the different departments that knew how to run the departments. Now, we have great deputy commissioners that could run the departments, and
right.
I'm not even adamant now for a city manager. I take a strong mayor with a council, and... you know, I think there's talk about splitting the city into wards, which I think is great.
Right.
I know there's a lot of people don't like that. They don't want that. And, you know, there's always people that aren't going to agree on everything.
Right.
But, you know, when you get votes on that commission, 6-5 or, you know, whatever... And you've got people. The one thing I said to John, the mayor, I said, you've appointed people on that commission that haven't been in office for 20, 25 years. And I said, how can they look at objectively to a government that, I mean, we're not in one-room schoolhouses anymore,
right.
But should we be because people don't want a big pay school taxes? And you got people that can't make real decisions because they're thinking back 30 years ago.
Yeah, and also there's not a big representation on on the commission, on the charter commission. It's a lot of recycled people. Not that, you know, they have experience in city government, which is good, but it would be nice to have more people who are not involved with the city to come up with some better ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like the fact that the commission is suggesting that the commissioner of counts doesn't have to be an assessor, which is a, you know, which will provide for more people to run for that office.
Yeah.
But mostly it's just recycling what we have, and people are concerned about the supervisor thing too.
Yeah, tell me, you know, excuse me, I printed off some minutes of the meetings and I just, you know, didn't really have a chance to go over it, but what is the reasoning for eliminating a supervisor?
It would be the county's choice, because Saratoga County Board of Supervisors has 23 supervisors. Currently, if your municipality goes over 27,000 population of 27,000, you would have two supervisors. The county may change that, because Half Moon continues to grow, and Kevin Tollison, who is the supervisor there, does not want to share his position with another supervisor. So the chair, who is Phil Barrett, has always been a close ally with Kevin Tollison.
Right.
And they already moved the population threshold up. So, but Saratoga's right on the line now. And if they move it up to 30,000 or 29,000, Saratoga's going to automatically lose somebody.
Right.
So it's all based on population.
On population,
right,
yeah.
And it's the county's decision. It is not the city's decision. I mean, the charter says, you know, they'll have as many supervisors as the county
allows.
Right. But people are upset about that, saying that we should put it in the charter. But I still say Saratoga County would have
the final say. Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't even matter what's in the charter. It's what the county is going to decide. So
right.
If they go up to 30,000, Saratoga is going to have one supervisor.
Okay. Well, I think people have a misconception about the area. People think Saratoga is the largest municipality in the county, and we're not.
No.
And that's why we have to pull our bootstraps up and change what we're doing. I mean, part of it is because it's so expensive to live in Saratoga,
right,
that, you know, we have not grown in population that much since the 80s.
That's right.
And a lot of that, too, is because there's so many part-time residents here. You know, you buy a $1 million condo and you're in Florida for 6 months or 7 months, so you're a resident in Florida, so you don't have to pay taxes.
Right.
And, you know, worst thing about the same, and everybody around us is getting more population, and it's hard to break that conception that Saratoga is the largest in the county and the best.
Right.
And, you know, with the taxes going up the way they are now, we, you know, we're in the spot where we can't say that, oh, our taxes are so low that it's a great, you know, I mean,
right,
there's a lot of things. I'm looking at a a vote that was taken it was a soft vote to see where everyone stands on this charter change. And it surprised me when I saw this, because I expected some people that voted no to vote yes. And I know Steve Towne will never change. I mean, he's one of the, I think he was born when Benedict Arnold walked by in the 1700s.
Yes.
But, and Mike Lentz, believe it or not, Lynn Goodness and I, back in the 90s, walked door to door in the city and got all the signatures needed to put charter on the ballot. And Mike Lentz was mayor. He was for it. All right. That was in September, and he put a commission together, but then he had to disband it because he lost the election to Valerie Keene. But she picked it up and appointed a commission, and I just happened to be on it. But the city manager, nobody voted for. All right. Which, all right, that's fine. Nobody wants a city manager.
Right. Well, it was pretty close there in 2018.
Oh, well, let me tell you, that's what I want to go back to.
Or 2017, I'm sorry.
The strong mayor, 6 voted for, Ladd, Rogers, Bullis, Murphy, Jones, Corbett, and Benton. And for the commission forum, 5 voted for it, Town, Lenz, Dorsey, DeLeonardis, and Veach. And I think DeLeonardis is the
chair.
Yeah. But is he the city attorney now?
He was the city attorney. And when Ron Kim came in, he ousted Vince. So Vince, for a while, I don't know if he's still doing this, was working for Sonny Bonaccio.
Okay. I don't think a chairman should vote to begin with, but that's my semantic.
Yeah.
Very surprised at Matt Veach for voting against that.
Yes, that is surprising. And I'm sure that John Safford, the mayor, put Vince there because Vince would not vote for charter change.
Yeah.
You know, so John saying that, oh, you'll be so pleased is...
Well, I'm not.
He should know better.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah, and I know John. John knows me, and we had a lot of talks over the years when he was running for supervisor and before.
Right.
Lenz, I'm surprised at him because he started a commission to change the form of government, but then when he was out of the position and Valerie came in and appointed it, he was totally against it.
Yeah.
All right. So he changed his colors, but. He said that Matt Lenz, which I don't understand this. Mike Lenz stated that the change in the form of government does not take away the problems, and it could be worse if we get somebody in for a longer term with a different form. I think you need more than a 2-year term.
Right.
I mean, come on. I don't
know
where.
Right, because they're constantly running and constantly raising money. The 2-year terms, I think, is a bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they need better representation. The city council does not represent the people.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
There's anything controversial and people are up there complaining and saying this is wrong, the city council just throws up their hands and does what they want. You know, so it's,
and you can't go
just
to anybody.
Not a good form of government.
No, and you can't go to anybody. If you have a problem with public works, let's say, and you go to the commissioner. I mean, we've had some commissioners that didn't care what you wanted. They did what they wanted to do.
Right, because they're worried about their departments,
right.
Basically.
So you really don't have anywhere to go. I mean, you can't go to the mayor, because he can't do anything with public works. That's not his department.
Right.
Can't go to accounts. But with
can't
a ward
go to
system.
Public safety.
Yeah, but with a ward system and represented by an alderman or a councilman, you can go to them and they'll go to the council on behalf of their constituents and make a case.
Yes.
And I don't know why people just can't see that. I think out of town people can see how bad this form is, but the natives that are still here just can't see it because that's the only thing they know.
Right, and they say that, look how successful Saratoga is. It must be because of the form of government. And Saratoga is successful because of other reasons, you know, the track, businesses, SPAC.
Well, yeah. And what I said to John back when I moved up here in the early 80s, I mean, my wife grew up here, and she's really could care less about politics or, you know, who runs the city or what happens. But I said, you know, John, when I moved up here, it was just starting to come back. You had a commissioner, Tommy McTighe, who a lot of things I didn't agree with him on, but, you know, he would stop and pick up trash on the street. He made, we were winning all kinds of awards with the beautification of downtown, which brought businesses in, which people wanted to come and live in. You had a strong chamber. You had a population that wanted to do things for the city when they brought the merry-go-round from the Andreas. People chipped in for that. And it's like that's what made Saratoga good, because everybody chipped in and did something.
Yes.
And it wasn't to form a government. I mean, you had a commissioner you know, I mean.
And the reason SPAC was built was a group of citizens got together and pushed for it.
Yeah.
I mean, and that brings in a lot of people. But the thing is, the town is really changing for wealthy people and tourists only, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, that's and, all it is now.
You know, so maybe people aren't keeping their eye on the government, because a lot of the Saratogians that lived here or raised here left.
Right.
And unless they're wildly successful, they pretty much can't afford to live here.
No. Well, I always said, you know, if I sold our house, we have a small ranch, and if we sold our house, we wouldn't be able to afford to buy another house. I mean, it's just that's the way it is here. You know,
you got in before it got crazy.
Oh, yeah. And when we got in, it was starting to get crazy. I'll never forget. My wife taught in Johnstown, and she wanted to move up here to be near her parents. And we were looking for a house, and we'd have our real estate agent would call us in the morning and say, I want you to come up, and I've got a house I want you to look at. So I'd stop working at, you know, 3 o'clock when she got home, and there'd be a message on the phone, not the house sold. Okay, so the next day, the same thing. And that went on for, and the only reason we knew about our house was because the next-door neighbor went to church at my in-law's church, and they said, hey, our neighbor's moving. Why don't you have the kids come up and take a look at the house? That's how we got it, because there was a lineup of four people waiting that
it's
Sunday.
The inside information.
Yeah, insider trading, you know.
Yeah.
But, so it's, you're going to run into negative people. Wherever you go. I mean, but the closest we came was when, and I had a lot of, I don't know, disagreements with her too about things, which is normal, but you could always talk it out. Meg Kelly, the year she ran, it lost by 10 votes.
Yes.
And that was like, that was a, I mean, my goodness, it was always
it
losing.
It was a close one.
Yeah.
And I think that commission did a really good job educating
smart
people.
Smart people,
And it was a group of diverse people.
Yeah.
And that's not what's going on
now.
It's like the same old people. You know everybody on the commission. They've been involved in the, in the form of government forever.
Yeah. Well, and that commission back in 17 or 18, very, very few politicians on that.
Right. There were They were just
commission.
Basically people who were logical.
Right. And professional.
Right.
I mean, you know, you had an engineer on there. You had... I mean, several business people, and they're the ones that have their
Skidmore
finger
professors.
On the Skidmore professors, and that was a great commission, you know.
Yeah.
And I
and
know
they were very good at educating the public.
Yeah,
and but they still couldn't get it over the top. Boy, those 10 votes were that was tough to those folks to swallow.
My
to
goodness,
it.
I'll tell you, I was on two mayor-appointed commissions. And we did have them, bing, 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 and people said, oh, you're having too many. You've got to lay off for 10 years and not have a commission. But, and then involved 2 years or two times as a community, a citizen working the commissions along with Pat Kane and that. But, this is sad. It really is sad. We just can't get together and agree on, and everything points to how bad this form is.
Yeah.
How bad, I mean, the city is in a little bit of a rough shape. I mean, people that are in office now don't want to admit it.
Yes, that's
but
true.
But the arguments that go on and the disgusting way that they treat each other is it's a terrible thing.
Yeah, because they're fighting for their little departments as opposed to fighting for the city.
For the city.
And also, a lot of good people will not run.
Yeah.
Because I have to be an accountant. I have to be, you know, law enforcement. It's just so, unfortunately, we're missing some really good leaders.
Yeah. Now, I see Gordon Boyd had read a letter at the last meeting about
right.
the supervisors. He thinks it should be expanded. But the reason that it can't be, it's because the county decides that based on population.
Right.
So,
So,
you know. Yeah, some of these people, they I don't know. I don't know what it is. They want to change the wording, but they don't want to change the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised with Gordon because he was the big proponent of change back in that.
Well, and I asked Sarah Berger about it, who's a supervisor now, and she said that vote to expand the threshold was in 2022.
Okay.
And that can't change until 2032, that every 10 years they can decide to change it. So it is what it is, at least until 2032.
Right.
So,
It's going to be something, and...
I have a feeling that Kevin Tollison's not going to be there anymore.
No.
The person that wants to keep raising the bar he doesn't have to share his power. Right now, he's the most powerful person in all of Saratoga County. He's got the largest vote.
Oh, okay. Now from Clifton Park?
From Half Moon.
Oh, Half
because
Moon.
Because Clifton Park has to share. Their two supervisors
okay.
share it. So they have like 17,000 is their way to vote.
Okay.
Kevin Tollison has 27,000 his way to vote. Saratoga Springs has like each one has about 14,000 for them.
Okay.
So, yeah. So yeah, because their vote depends on what their population is, and if you split it,
it's interesting.
To two people versus one person. So Kevin says he wants the whole enchilada, and the county so far has been happy to give it to him.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want to get into personalities too much, but Matt Veach was a good a friend, and I think Sarah's going to do a great job on the county too. She likes to investigate, and she likes to get things done.
Yes.
And I think she's going to be an asset as far as supervisor goes. But it's just a crazy thing.
Well, and also, you know, it's right now the county's kind of divided.
Yeah.
A lot of Democrats won.
Oh, yeah. It's getting more and more.
You know, it's still Republican-dominated, but... So that'll change. I think things are going to change there a little. I don't know how, but...
no, I honestly believe that just like Saratoga Springs was dominant Republican for years... when you had strong-armed people running, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but, you know, you had people like the Ruins, like Charlie Waite. You had big-money people that ran the party. And they did that in my area, too. The leather mill owners were Republican, and they ran the city. I mean, that's how it was back then. You know.
Well, it's still that way. I think people with money always win out.
Well, they do, but so much. But Saratoga, who would have ever thought that Democrats would outnumber Republican voters? And they do now.
They do, but they can't win elections.
Well, it's because there's so much infighting.
Right.
I mean, because they see that they're changing and they want that. The power to run things, and that you can't. And I mean, today's a different day than it was with strong people in the background. And but there's more and more Democrats being elected, so I think that's going to be the way of the county too. It's just
well,
there's
I
more
don't know.
Democrats
the city,
moving into the
The Saratoga Democrats aren't...
Well, that's a different...
Yeah.
They're different.
Their candidates just...
Yeah, I know. No, that's a different ball game in Saratoga on everything. Yeah. It really is. But, I mean, look at Phil Barrett. Is off, right?
Right, right.
So who would have ever thought?
I mean, he's finally stepping down, which is good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been there for 20 some odd years.
I believe in term limits anyway.
Yes.
From the top down, national, right, and all the way down. But so, okay, that's the way to go for supervisor. Now we got another problem with a former commissioner of public safety or public works, Jason Golub. Mm-hmm. And there's a controversy over paying his legal fees.
Yes.
What information have you got on that?
Well, basically, Jason was charged with official misconduct when a city plumber went over to his house for 8 minutes and poured Drano down his kitchen sink drain. The judge ruled there was not enough evidence to say that Jason even knew this happened because it was directed by Jason's deputy, Joe O'Neill. So because he was not convicted and the case was dismissed, Jason expected the city to pay his legal fees because this happened while he was a commissioner, and the city voted not to. So he appealed that. The judge said, "Oh yeah, you guys have to re-vote on this, and for his legal fees." He didn't say you have to pay it. He's just told the city council to vote again
Take
on the
a
matter.
Look. Yeah,
and. Right now, it looks like they're not going to vote on the matter. They're going to appeal it. And, there's $47,000 in legal fees that...
Really?
Yeah.
That, wow.
Right, because it went to trial.
Right.
They had a trial attorney take care of it. So, and this goes back to, a lot of people feel this... is in relationship to the dispute between Tim Cole and Jason Golub back in, I can't even remember, 2021, 2022, I think it was 2022, when Jason said he was on the city council and they wanted to pass a aggressive panhandling
mm-hmm.
act, and Jason wouldn't vote for it, saying that if a rich white woman said that somebody was aggressively panhandling her, the police would believe the rich white woman over a homeless person. And Tim Cole took exception to that, wrote all these letters to to the Bar Association, Jason's a attorney, to his employer, and to, it was printed in blogs and Saratoga Today, all this letter saying
right.
that Jason is awful. And, so they have been sort of feuding, and then, Tim Cole announced that they were, charging Jason with this. And it's just...
Yeah, it's like
there's just too much... I don't know, going after each other. It's the city has really turned into, but this is the way it is nationally. Charging with people with crimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
taking them to court.
It's easier to sue somebody and take them to court than try to arbitrate the problem and come to a conclusion.
Right,
The problem today that I see is that people cannot agree to disagree today.
Yes,
we have
that's
no
true.
More civil discussion.
Yeah.
You either hate one side and like the other, and then when the other side gets in, you hate that side and do anything you can to talk nasty about it. And that's from the top down.
And it's not productive.
No, it isn't.
I mean, we're not getting anywhere.
No.
And the city is sort of in that, at least... with lawsuits. So the lawsuits are ridiculous. The amount that the city is facing. You know, and part of the problem is people just aren't getting along, so they go after them legally.
Yeah, and most citizens don't even know what's going on.
And that's part goes back to the charter.
Yep.
You know, if they had a better charter, this wouldn't be happening.
No,
it wouldn't. You know, I mean. But anyway, Joe O'Neill was convicted and, you know, lost his job and, you know, over this Jason Golub thing.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah, so they had to get a new deputy. And that's another thing. These deputies who run the departments are political appointees. You know, they should be civil servants.
Well, that's the thing with if you had changed the form to like a mayor, strong mayor or whatever, that the department heads would be civil servant appointees.
Right.
And they would keep their job no matter who
came in
as the next mayor or the next council,
right.
Which is what you need, continuity.
Right. There's always turmoil every 2 years. Who's in, who's out. And you have a new department head, a new deputy. It was good that when B.K. Cromati came in, he kept Chuck Marshall's deputy. That helps, you know.
Right.
But, yeah. And Joe O'Neill was Skip's deputy. I mean, Joe knew a lot about that department, but, you know, he got fired. So.
Yeah. Then there's a, there was a case, a shootout case.
Yes.
The guy, Vito Castelnuova, who shot up downtown in 2022.
Yes.
He got a year's probation and disorderly conduct this past week, I think.
Yes,
right?
It rise. Yes. So that was a huge, huge incident that happened in Saratoga in November 2022 when, you know, these guys got into an argument. Vito Castelnuova got into an argument with a group of three guys from Utica. They got into a physical altercation first, and then it exploded into gunfire. And, so anyway, the downtown was shot up. I mean, a lot of the businesses on Broadway, you know, had glass shattered by gunfire. The police were involved, the poor police, begging Castelnuova to drop his weapon, and he didn't, and they shot him. He was shot 5 times. His girlfriend got shot in the crossfire with police. Police and EMTs, a lot of people were traumatized by this.
Yeah. Event. And, you know, the poor, like you said, the poor police, they do their job.
I know.
And, you know, when there's guns involved, you know, it's just funny how you see this all over the place. You used to have respect for police. If they told you to stop, you stop,
right.
No matter what. And today, they keep walking or they turn around acting like they have something. And, I wouldn't want to be a police officer today for anything. They could pay me.
And the police officer who shot Castelnuova and told him to drop his weapon quit. I mean, after that. It was so traumatic.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember with the fire chief was dismissed for a while or was suspended.
It was
partially because EMTs and fire department felt that the police or fire chief didn't do enough to console them. They were so traumatized by all these people shot. You know, 3 people were shot. You know, and so, and for some crazy reason, this guy gets disorderly conduct. I mean, he brought a weapon.
Right. Caused a shootout.
Right. He brought a weapon to the, you shouldn't, drinking and weapons. I mean, he was charged with possessing a weapon, but that will be eventually dropped for disorderly conduct if he behaves himself on this year probation. And he's staying with his parents. He's only 28 years old. He's a kid, you know, but
I know. It's terrible.
It is.
I... You know, I was young once, and hard to believe, but we used to go out, and back in our county, in Fulton County, at the 4 o'clock closing time.
Right.
And my grandfather was from Italy, and he always told me, he said, you know, if you can't have fun going out drinking, if you can't have fun by midnight, then you shouldn't be going out. He said, there's nothing good that happens after midnight. And, wow. You know, I always said, oh, Grandpa, okay. I figured, well, an old Italian, what the heck, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, in a way, it's kind of true.
It's totally true.
I mean, if you're out, I mean, I was shocked to learn that there's a bus, a CDTA bus, that picks up Skidmore students at 4 in the morning.
Yes.
And brings them back here.
Right.
I mean, for I.
So it's enabling them to stay, and that's the only actual bus that's running now in the city.
Is that
bus?
Yeah.
The rest are just these little mini buses.
Yeah, flex buses. I don't know what the heck that
is. Right. It's kind of like an Uber. You call it.
And
it comes. Sometimes it takes a while though.
Oh, well, I don't believe in 4 o'clock closings. I know there's pros and cons, and people argue about it, they make their money by staying open late to small towns and that, and that's why they don't change the law, because I guess it's a county.
Yes, it's a county law, so the county has to change it.
Right, which I don't think is right either. It should be up to the municipality, really.
Right. But I know that so many supervisors have tried to change that. Saratoga Springs supervisors, and the county won't budge on it. So,
excuse me.
Yeah. So, and then I know both Sarah Berger and Manita Sambi said they would try again, but I don't have much hope when the only business in town is the one little tavern.
Yeah.
In Galway or Corinth.
Or Corinth, yeah.
Right. Those guys will not vote for it.
No, they won't. And like you say, it's pretty sad because we get a lot of the problems, Saratoga does, because people like being in Saratoga. They come up because of the Skidmore kids, which it's been, when I was in school, I don't know how many years ago, everybody loved coming up to Saratoga.
That's right.
Because back then it was a girls' college, and there was a place, the Rafters was the place where everybody hung out, and you wanted to come up and be with the Skidmore girls.
Right.
And we traveled 30, 35 miles away. And but Saratoga is still a party town.
Yes, it is.
And Skidmore is a party college.
Yes.
So, and when you got free transportation back and forth, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to party.
Right.
And nothing wrong with that, but, you know, till 4 in the morning is a little crazy.
Right. And it is illegal in New York to bring a gun with you to these bars. So,
you know,
the thought that somebody is standing next to you at a bar with a gun, if they get into a fight, because there are numerous fights on Caroline Street every weekend.
You know, when I used to go out, one of the waitresses that, when I was bartending, after college and when I had my own business, I would bartend nights. And she, her husband was a trooper. Mm-hmm. And we used to go out he went with us, like on St. Patrick's night or whatever. But he always had to be careful where he went, because if there was a fight, he had to leave. Because being a trooper, you can't be involved in a bar fight.
Yeah.
And, so it's, you got to be careful when you go out. You don't want to be carrying a gun or whatever today, especially.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this Vito Castelnova knows now not to be carrying a gun.
Yeah. But look how many lives he touched.
Right.
Seriously, I mean, it's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
Crazy thing.
So a lot of people are upset about what his sentence is, but, hopefully it'll give him a second chance and he'll not do that again.
I know. Let's hope not, you know.
Yeah.
We had a change in leadership in the Democratic Party.
Yes.
You know, we have a former mayor that's head of the Democratic Party. I don't know if he can unite the Democrats or not. That's a tough thing because now there's so many factions that of offshoot of the Democratic Party that happened over the last maybe 6-7 years, but they don't vote Democrat. I mean, they have their own mind, and when they splintered off, they were pretty much a Democratic offshoot. But that's not the case anymore.
No.
And
you're talking about One Saratoga.
Right, Saratoga. But I don't know. I hope Ron can unite them. But he had kind of a problem, too, when he was mayor.
Yeah, what they need is new leadership. Again, it's just like the Charter Commission. They're just recycling the same people.
Right.
And nothing against Ron Kim. It's just...
No, I like Ron. I mean,
right. But, you know, when Otis Maxwell stepped down as chair, he said they were going to get new blood. They're going to reach out to people, get new people. Nobody wants to be involved, I guess. I mean, you know, that's why they got Ron Kim.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's any way to unite the Democrats in the city because they've been fighting since the early 2000s. And, you know, when Valerie Keene was mayor.
Right.
So, it's a major task. And One Saratoga is a huge thorn for them.
In yeah.
Because...
Well, they changed an election.
More than once.
Well, the thing is, I mean, anybody that wins an election in Saratoga doesn't win by that many votes. I mean, people are apathetic. They don't go out and vote.
Right.
So if you lose by 300-400 votes, that's a lot of votes. But now you get an outfit like One Saratoga that can sway that.
Right. They divide the Dems.
Right. And you can, you know, you can not win a race. I mean,
right.
We have two commissioners, I think, that have been endorsed by both parties. Which is kind of unusual.
Right. Democrats.
And the Republicans.
Right.
Yeah. I think One Saratoga helps that to be. I mean, you never heard of that before in Saratoga.
Right. And they start out as, like you said, all Democrats. But in the last race, Sarah Berger was the only Democrat that they...
That they backed?
Well, no, not... Technically speaking, they backed all the Republicans.
Right.
Tim Cole and Jessica Troisky are both Democrats, even though they ran as Republicans.
Right, right.
So, but One Saratoga definitely leans more towards the Republicans now. You know, that's who they're backing, except, as I said, you know, Sarah Berger.
So,
and Sarah Berger got a lot of votes.
Oh, she did. Well, you know what? I know Sarah really well, and when she was city attorney, she was in with a little tough spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was when Joanne Yeptson was mayor.
And I like Joanne myself.
Yeah.
But I didn't know Sarah at all, and Joanne was giving a conference out in front of City Hall, and Sarah was on the steps, you know, to her side. And I went up to her, and I said, "Hi, my name's Rick Thompson," and... I said, "I just want to tell you, you're doing a great job."
Yeah.
She was personable, approachable.
Yeah.
I always thought she did a wonderful job. And we became friends. And I think she's personable. She's smart.
Yes, she is.
I think she stops and thinks things out. I think she's going to be a great supervisor. Mm-hmm. I really do. Already she's hepped up on the one thing that is my
baby. To get that $50,000.
From the county, get it straight, and get that widened, opening. Matt always used to laugh at me because it was probably 4 years I was bugging the city and then him. And Sarah's moving on that, so... you know, Matt always kidding. He says, well, we're going to name that Thompson Way when you guys said, no, don't you dare. And he said, but you've been arguing for it for so long. I said, I don't care. I just like to see it happen.
Yeah.
I said, and it's like the charter. I honestly don't care anymore because I'm not going to be around that much longer with all the fighting that they do. And it's kind of like when you care about things and for
nothing
30, 40
changes.
Years, nothing changes for the better. It's like, hey, come on, you know. So we have about a minute left. Things are going okay in the county?
Yeah. I mean, you know, as far as I know, I mean, things are going to be changing in the county, put it that way, with so many new Democrats. I mean, it really was their power is expanding, which is interesting because in the city their power is going the opposite direction.
Yeah,
Democrats are really losing it in the city. But
no big problems in the county, or
no, with different municipalities there's issues. You know, like in Clifton Park,
and, right? Because you said you were busy covering other. You're busy covering the county in Boston Spa.
Boston Spa, their mayor. There's problems there with their mayor in Boston Spa. And, you know, he had to leave for a while. Now he's back. So, it's always fun. There's always something going on.
Always something going on in politics, no matter.
Yeah.
You can't help
No matter
help
how
that.
Rinky-dink the town
That's
is.
That's right. You just cannot help it.
Right.
Well, I don't know. What are you going to do? But thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
I always appreciate you coming on.
Wow.
You know, always learn something new and get a different perspective on what's going on rather
Same
than just
here.
Reading crazy things.
Right.
You know, I always look for you and you know, your writing to set us straight. Yeah. So thanks for being here.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Okay.